in studio. Right now I'm visiting with Amity Technology Sales Manager, Mike Lundberg. So Mike, is there anything new with Amity technology-wise coming up?
Yeah, so things that we're highlighting here on all of our products, we've got a 2500, a 2720 harvester, both of them, and a 3700 defoliator, and a new crop chaser. All of those, each one of those products has something new about it. On the harvesters, generally the biggest thing on there is the new high-profile chain that we've introduced last year, and it's with growing success. Its goal is to extend chain life, and we're able to do that because we're driving the belt versus the rod. On our defoliator, what we're highlighting this year is active height control. It's been out a couple of years, but we've actually got a moving, working display where we can show what it does and what it doesn't do, trying to help the customer understand its value.
So planting season's coming up here. It's right around the corner. How are you gearing up for that?
We've gotten out of the planting business. Howard and Brian, Amity Technology, sold their portion of the AGCO Amity JV to a company called Otterstadt, and the seeding equipment went that direction. So for the first time in quite a number of years, we're not really involved with planting season, except we had a container load of planter parts on its way to Ukraine that's coming back, unfortunately.
A lot of supply chain issues have popped up in the last year. So what are some challenges that they're talking about, you know, some concerns that you're hearing?
So obviously fuel prices, fertilizer prices, costs, input costs, machinery costs, right? Everything's going up, and how is that, where does it stop, I guess, is the question. I don't have the answer for that one.
Thanks, Mike. Red River Farm Network's Kara Hart has more from today's show. Kara?
Thanks, Sierra. The trade show